Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And football fans, DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. So download the DraftKings app now and use promo code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, how about we get started with recruiting and portal news? That's where we should always start during the offseason, right?
Yeah, certainly now more than ever, Jim. I can't believe January is almost in the rearview mirror, but as you and our listeners know, that means the traditional signing day is right around the corner. So plenty to get to here as another show kicks off.
All right, well, let's get right to that. The traditional February signing day has been eclipsed by the early signing day, which is in December. It appeared Penn State got most of its recruiting work done in December. Is there any activity, anything to look forward to as far as recruits, high school recruits, coming up with the February signing date?
Yeah, not a ton, but there is a little bit to get to. So let's start with Minneapolis, Minnesota defensive end Devon Townley. He's a four-star, Jim, who everyone thought was going to sign in December during the early signing period. Arizona State and Michigan State really appeared to be the leaders in that recruitment. For whatever reason, he elected to hold off and not pull the trigger on signing at that point in time, which really allowed Penn State to jump into the mix and get a good foot in the door. He's now set to decide on February 3rd, which of course is the traditional signing day next Wednesday, and he's going to announce that on CBS Sports' streaming HQ show at a time to be determined. I don't think there's been one set yet, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, I mean, his tape is interesting. He's a guy who, it doesn't appear to me to be someone who can contribute right away. He's going to need some time to put some weight on and things like that. So I don't think this is someone you're going to see come in and make an impact wherever he goes in 2021, but I don't think it's going to take him a ton of time either to really make his 6'6", 220-pound frame something that's a little bit more fierce and a little bit more capable of going against and holding up against Big Ten offensive linemen. So he's a big one to watch right now, Jim. Could there be someone to come up? Sure. And, you know, anyone listening to the show has heard about George Rooks for weeks now. Not a whole lot new to report there. He's a four-star New Jersey defensive tackle, and that's about it on the high school front at this point in time.
Townley, from what I've gathered, seems to be one of those players who was affected by the pandemic in that he was a bit of a late bloomer. So I suspect a lot of the interest from more schools came later on in his recruitment process, and the fact that he didn't have the camps, didn't have the ability to visit campus, had a real effect on his recruiting.
Yeah, he was certainly one of those guys, Jim, who I think could have seen his could have seen his stock really rise if 2020 was any kind of normal. And of course it was not even close to normal, and we didn't have the camps and the combines and all that kind of stuff. So you know, Central Michigan's a team that offered him in April of 2020. So basically, once the pandemic was already in full swing and all the shutdowns and everything. So, you know, I think that, that the fact that he waited to decide until now is part of the reason that Penn State and some others have really, gotten into the mix here, saw some more tape on him, were able to evaluate him a little bit better and a little bit, take a longer look at other tape on him, things like that. And so, you know, His basketball tape, like I said, is impressive. He finished with 42 tackles, according to 247 Sports. His team was 5-1 this year. Obviously, a shortened season for them and so many other teams across the country because of the pandemic. But, you know, when you talk about late gets, Jim, this would be a very good one for Penn State. This is the kind of guy you want to take a chance on late, hope he can develop within a year or two, and be at worst a contributor by the middle of his second season, if not the start of his third season, as maybe you're two deep or three deep at worst. And then, you know, obviously if things progress a little bit quicker and a little bit better than expected, maybe he's even in the starting conversation. So like his tape, like his talent, I think this is one to watch. Nebraska's in the mix. Obviously, we mentioned Michigan State and Arizona State too. You know, obviously the longer these kind of things go, they don't always work out in Penn State's favor, or at least they haven't in the past. So we'll see. You know, Rooks is kind of the same thing. Again, he's the four-star defensive tackle from New Jersey, and he's been down to Boston College, Michigan, and Penn State for quite some time now and has yet to make a decision either. That could happen at any moment. So we'll see. But, Jim, those are the two high school guys to watch. Could there be some other ones to pop up over the next week or so? Yeah, of course. But I think at this point the focus would be on this group for sure.
We also have to understand that Penn State is butting up against the scholarship limit. I believe they are close to that 85-man limit right now. And also understand the returning seniors who got the extra year of eligibility, Brisker and Tariq Castro Fields. They don't count against that 85 number. But is Penn State, they've got to be close to the 85, don't they?
Yeah, they're in the ballpark of that. I think last I looked, they were slightly over. I mean, it's kind of tough because it seems like every time, every time you turn around, either someone's going into portal or someone's going, coming to Penn State. So it's been a little bit in flux. But I mean, yeah, at this point, they're in the mid to high 80s, maybe just at 90, right on the nose. I wouldn't worry about that if I were a Penn State fan. You know, this is a time when guys are going to go through spring practice and decide to leave. We've already seen some guys decide to leave, now before the spring semester started, and some guys have stayed, and obviously, you know, they're going to go through spring practice, maybe not fall in love with the opportunity they get at that, you know, at during those practices, whatever that looks like. And because of that, they'll move on to a different school. So I wouldn't get all worked up and worried about Penn State being over the number at this point, Jim. You know, we've had this conversation for years now, right around the same time of, oh man, they're all over. How are they going to get down to 85? And they always do so with ease and tend to even have room to offer a walk-on or two, a scholarship for a semester if they're well under that 85-man limit. So yeah, wouldn't worry about that. Certainly are over it right now. Certainly don't think it's going to be an issue in, the rest of the year before the new season begins. So that will all sort itself out just like it always does. And, you know, when you talk about guys who could still come in against that number, you know, to me, I think the 25-man initial counter number is the one that is more of a concern for Penn State at this point. You know, they have, 16 or 15, I guess it is, class of 2021 commits plus the four transfers. So, you know, you're starting to run out of room a bit on that front. You're only able to take a few more guys, either high school guys or transfers, because they both cut against that 85. One guy I would point out from the college ranks, Jim, that we've talked about before that could be making a decision, Eric Wilson. He's an offensive lineman from Harvard. According to 247 Sports and Rivals, he was able to make it to State College and see campus this past weekend, even though he obviously couldn't see the coaches. So Auburn's in play there too. And I think that one's really just going to come down to which place he feels best about getting on the field, because Jimmy's a graduate transfer offensive lineman, which means he is looking to make an immediate impact somewhere, rise his stock enough to get on the NFL's radar, and then get to the next level. So keep in mind, Harvard and the Ivy League didn't play this year, so that's going to be another issue. He's going to come in behind a lot of guys who already had a year of not just working with Bill Troutwine, but playing. So that's going to be another challenge for him too, if you would pick Penn State. So it might be easier for him to get on the field at Auburn. We'll see. I don't know as much about their situation, of course, but yeah, time will tell. But I think those three guys are the ones to keep an eye on at this point. Like I said, could other names pop up? Sure, that's happened before. Not always with the greatest success for Penn State, but you know, they never stop turning over every stone they can until they're out of options, which in this case would be a guy signing with a school that's not Penn State. So I wouldn't expect that to change this year or at any point as long as James Franklin's here.
The Harvard offensive lineman, is he more guard or tackle?
Yeah, you know, I think he could play either, quite frankly. And I mean, again, the whole fact of him being off for a year, I think maybe would allow him to more easily slide to a different position if a team or a program thought that was going to be the best for them. You know, honestly, I think he could probably do either. But at this point, you know, he was an all Ivy League pick, second team pick, I believe it was, as a tackle. So, I mean, he has some experience playing that position. But at 6'4", 315, I could see him sliding inside. So, yeah, you know, maybe he is more of an inside guy at the Big Ten level than he is an outside guy. Either way, you know, obviously they have a guard spot open, so perhaps, you know, perhaps that makes it appealing if that's what Penn State wants to do with him. But I think he's willing to play whatever and wherever he needs to be able to get on the field.
Let's follow the portal path here a little bit more. The fans are all thinking quarterback from the portal. James Franklin, when he identifies a position, it's always defensive end, and he says defensive back. Whenever he says defensive back from the portal, I think safety. What do you see happening with the portal? Any more activity?
I mean, here's the issue. So defensive line and secondary is what they mentioned. And I don't know if I see a ton of qualifying names in there, not in terms of academics, of course, but just in terms of names that make sense for Penn State, Jim. I just don't know if I see them. So, you know, obviously they're going to keep looking for guys, keep pushing for guys, keep trying to find guys who can come in and make a difference, you know, immediately this year. But the portal's just not as loaded at those spots as you might expect. And of the names that are in there, I don't see a lot of guys who have past relationships with Penn State or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, if you can get another corner and you think you have a guy who's at corner that can play safety on your roster, then, you know, they'll go that route. But I do tend to agree with you, Jim, that when they're talking about adding to the secondary via the portal, they are talking about safety for sure. And it's a position that just hasn't, for whatever reason, you know, there's not a lot of depth that's been created there. Same with defensive end. I mean, defensive end, I didn't realize it until I looked at it the other day. I mean, that is a rough that's a rough looking depth chart, you know, when you really break it down and look at what's there versus what, you know, we thought could happen when guys came out of high school versus what they've done so far and what we think they can do this year. I mean, they're going to be light there. And obviously getting Ebiketie in for that position is big, but they still have a ton of work to do there. And safety's kind of the same way. You know, Brisker coming back is enormous, but certainly doesn't fix all of the potential issues they could have back there this year, especially in the depth department. So time will tell.
And, Greg, just like we talked about with Penn State and their numbers working out, perhaps after spring practice where players begin to realize where they are in the depth chart and may not be happy with that position, the same thing is happening at other schools. So we might see some more additions to the portal there. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around for quarter number two.
DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.